Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This program is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts and NPR.
Hello, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is Thomas Lauderdale. He's the co-founder and pianist of Pink Martini, an exciting ensemble of musicians that mixes jazz, classical, old-fashioned pop, and practically anything else you can think of. Pink Martini began life when Lauderdale met China Forbes, Pink Martini's lead vocalist, at Harvard. Late at night, they would get together to sing Italian arias and the occasional campy Barbara Streisand cover. Today, the group has evolved into an award-winning international sensation performing all over the globe. I'm so happy to have the band leader of this eclectic group here with me today. Thomas Lauderdale, welcome to Song Travels.
Hey, Michael Feinstein. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
My pleasure. Is there any music that you don't like?
You know, I used to not like country music, but I find myself sort of drawn to it more and more. You know, I've been listening a lot to Tammy Wynette's cover of Just a Closer Walk with Thee, which is really kind of incredible. All those, you know, those sort of Nashville singers were so incredible. And so just when I think I don't like something, I find maybe something that I do like.
So your musical influences are such that you really are musically hungry. You're musically voracious because it's like you don't want to miss anything.
Well, my upbringing was kind of interesting. I grew up in Indiana, adopted into a family. My parents were from the Ernest side of the 60s. My father was a minister, and there were four adopted children. I'm the oldest, so the mystery Asian, and then I have an African-American brother, an African-American sister, and an Iranian brother.
Wow.
And growing up, you know, the soundtrack to my childhood were basically six things. They were Ray Conniff, Ray Charles, the New Christy Minstrels, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Roger Miller, and the soundtrack to Jesus Christ Superstar, which I found to be totally terrifying at the time. That was my childhood. And so between that and sort of the hymns that were played at my father's church, I kind of really grew up loving beautiful melodies. Mm. And I sort of started studying when I was six and really kind of gravitated towards just hardcore classical music, but decided as I grew up that I didn't want to go to a music conservatory because the people I knew who were going to music school were really not fun. They were very boring. Mm. And the thought of being sort of holed up in a practice room 24 hours a day didn't appeal to me. I wanted to actually sort of see the world and have friends and have parties. And so I went to Harvard and studied history and literature, and mostly through parties.
Sounds good to me. Well, to start us off musically, would you play a classical piece that in some ways is the genesis of what became the hallmark of the style of Pink Martini?
This is this is sort of at the intersection of classical with Afro-Cuban. It's by Ernesto Lecuona, the great Cuban composer, entitled Malagueña. I'm inching my way towards Liberace land every day.
The thing that I love is that you just pulled that out of your proverbial hat. I mean, to be able to... I mean, when was the last time you played that?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Well, we play it with
the
band.
You do it in the show?
We do it with the band. But, the confusing thing is, like, suddenly now I'm realizing that I have to be all of the orchestra.
Right.
And so just suddenly... because I'm used to playing sort of my sort of smaller part.
It's a very, very different thing. It's really a wonderful, wonderful piece.
It is
music.
A wonderful piece. It's it's a little histrionic, maybe.
I that's my middle name.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
histrionic.
Yeah,
really. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, very close to you in Indiana. Even though I'm older than you,
wow.
But probably the same sort of musical influences. A lot of Muzak things and. I heard you mention Liberace, and was someone whom I got to meet and know a little bit.
Wow.
And, people make fun of Liberace, but...
He was an amazing pianist.
He was, yes.
He really was an amazing pianist. And especially in the earlier years, he was really, really, really incredible.
Yes, he was quite wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way he talked.
You know, the one fun thing that I've ever done in Las Vegas is go to the Liberace Museum.
Oh, me too.
But it's closed now, right?
It's closed, but yeah, the museum is interesting because it celebrates every aspect of his persona. But I agree with you that his musicianship was quite amazing.
Incredible. I think maybe in later years, did he not practice quite as much?
I don't know how much he practiced, but imagine wearing 70-pound...
Carrot.
And capes and things. It had to have some effect on the ability to play the piano.
Right. But the early Liberace recordings are so fantastic.
Do you ever do a version of Chopsticks, some sort of virtuoso?
Not really.
Like...
You know, you're so good at all of that stuff. I feel like I'm a really good accompanist. Like I can actually sort of provide a nice bed on which you can sort of roll around and luxuriate. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Yes.
I think I think that's maybe my best strength as a musician is a ability to accompany and to kind of breathe with whoever's taking the lead.
Well, that's
and
wonderful. And so, of course, working with so many different people, both singers and instrumentalists, gives you the opportunity to do every conceivable kind of accompaniment. The hardest thing for me, I think, as an accompanist, is to do something rhythmic that maintains the rhythm because I tend to get a little off point, if you will.
Right.
And I admire your sense of rhythm, among other things that you do pianistically. Since you love to accompany... can I take that as an opening to ask if I might sing something with you playing? Well,
I was hoping that you would.
Oh, well, that'd be wonderful. Thank you. Well, how about something by Irving Berlin?
Fantastic.
Being seminal to American popular song.
How about What'll I Do?
I love that.
Do you know that one?
I do.
You know all of the songs. Well, how many songs do you know? You know like...
I probably...
50,000.
I don't know. I've never counted, but I know all the staples. And this is definitely a staple. Irving Berlin.
Gone is the romance that was so divine. 'Tis broken and cannot be mended. You must go your way and I must go mine. But now that our love dream has ended. What'll I do when you are far away when I am wondering who is kissing you, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll
What'll I do? The most extraordinary Berlin song. I think it was written in 1923, and how amazing it still feels in emotion that it's contemporary.
It's so amazing.
Yet you played it as sort of a salon piece. I love the way that you played it, and including those sort of Gordon Jenkins, those sort of augmenting of the harmonies. I just love that. And the way that you accompany is so extraordinarily sensitive, because some people can't do it. It's like Mama Rose said, you either got it or you ain't. Because it takes listening and a lot of other skills, too.
Well, and also just breathing with, you know, you've got to breathe with whoever you're accompanying. And I love that. You know, when we were working on that project with you, the Sinatra project, and recording that song, How Long Will It Last, from Possessed, the 1947 Joan Crawford event.
1931.
And 47.
Was it used again?
It was used again, actually. Well, first was with Clark Gable, right?
Yes.
And second was with Van Heflin. Possessed.
How long will it last? She was twice possessed. Yeah, but we recorded the song from Possessed, and that was with Chyna Forbes, your extraordinary singer.
And she loved singing with you because, you know, you provided this incredible bed on which she could sing on top of and not fear sort of over-singing, and she felt supported, and it was actually some of her best singing, actually, in that period of time.
Well, since she's not able to be with us, let's listen to our duet from my CD, The Sinatra Project. This is Chyna Forbes and me doing How Long Will It Last?
Perfect.
My dear, there's no concealing that you've won my heart.
Still, I have a feeling that someday we'll part.
Will our affair soon break up and fade like the dawn?
Will I some morning wake up to find you?
Though you hold me in your arms tonight, will tomorrow bring the same delight? Though we love each other, how long will it last?
You are like a burning flame
will seem to disappear. Yet my constant fear is how long will it last?
That was How Long Will It Last, which I recorded with Chyna Forbes and Pink Martini. I just loved working with her.
Yeah. Well, we loved working with you. Everybody in the band sort of adores you.
It's such a great band to work with. Everybody's such a consummate professional. It was really easy. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
That song was written in 1931 for this Hollywood film called Possessed, and that was the year that George Gershwin made his first foray to Hollywood to write a film score. Let me ask you, do you play a lot of Gershwin?
Yeah.
I know you play Rhapsody in Blue and the Concerto in F, but I mean the popular Gershwin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of the songs, I once even accompanied Madeline Kahn.
Wow.
Singing, I think we did this song, The Man I Love.
The Man I Love.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's one of the famous piano solos that concert artists often paraphrase, as they call it, classical artists.
It's so beautiful.
Love to just take a whack at it with you.
Let's go.
Okay. This is completely spontaneous, so. What key do you do it in?
E flat.
Okay. Thank you.
I love The Man I Love. I think it's maybe his best song.
There is a what I call deceptive simplicity about The Man I Love, the way it builds. It was cut from three shows. He tried to get it in three different Broadway musicals. It never went into them because it, quote, slowed down the action, but it had become, in the interim, such a popular melody on its own that it has become his one of his biggest hits, certainly. And there is an existing recording of Gershwin playing The Man I Love that's quite beautiful.
Wow.
From 1934. Gershwin, to me, is so unique in his time, yet there were so many other artists and composers who were creating music with jazz influence. And how do you say, is it Lacona?
Ernesto Lacona.
Was he not considered sort of a Latin Gershwin?
Yes, he was. You know, I mean, and in France you had like Ravel, and in Latin America, in Cuba, the person who really dominated was Ernesto Lacona, who wrote Malagueña and the Andalusia Suite, but who also wrote hundreds of songs and several scores for films. And
so that would make him like Gershwin, that he dabbled in both fields without prejudice, as they say. What else do you have in store by him?
There's a piece that I think has only been recorded once, and that was by Lacona and a male singer. It's a song called Yo Te Quiero Siempre, I Will Always Love You, which precedes the Dolly Parton song by at least 30 years, and it's in Spanish. It's so gorgeous, and you know, one of the joys of the band is I get to sort of call up friends and have them come and sing. And you know, 10 years ago, I became friends with a man who's actually from Portland, Oregon, but lives in Washington, D.C. And many of those listening today will recognize his voice, not as a singer, but as the White House correspondent for National Public Radio, Ari Shapiro. One time we were playing at Wolf Trap, and he invited the band over for dinner, which he cooked from scratch by himself.
Wow.
And then there was a sing-along on the second floor. And as I was playing the piano and everybody was singing, I was suddenly struck by how incredible Ari Shapiro's singing was. And so 3 weeks later, he was on a plane to Portland, and he recorded a song on our fourth album, Splendor in the Grass. But he's here. He's here on tour right now. He's taking a week off from his reportorial. Is that a word?
His other duties. Yes.
His other duties, and is here.
Well, I'm delighted. That's why he's been waiting in the wings. So, so please avail us.
This is Ari Shapiro singing "Yo Te Quiero Siempre," Ernesto Lacona.
Tristeza tengo desde que te fuiste, dejando en mi ser hondo padecer, amargo dolor. Sé que no me quieres, nunca me quisiste. Y tu falso amor fue una burla cruel a mi corazón. A pesar de todo, yo te quiero siempre, y mi anhelo es verte junto a mí, besarte otra vez. Yo te quiero siempre, aunque sé que no me quieres. Vuélveme a engañar, si mi sino es por tu amor. Yo
That is beautiful. And what a gorgeous tenor, Ari.
He's so perfect. It's kind of nauseating. he's just blessed. He's got it all. He's smart. He's well-spoken. He's modest. He's traveling with the president aboard Air Force One. And he's tall.
Yes. I do envy people who are tall, I have to say. Well, I see that you have some other compatriots who are also seated.
Now that Ari Shapiro is in the house, I used to make fun of bands and artists who made Christmas or holiday albums.
Until.
And then last year, Starbucks called and basically sort of commissioned the band to do a holiday record. And at this point, it sort of outsold almost all of our other records that we've made through the years. And now I understand why people make holiday albums. For us in the band, it's really going to be our retirement fund.
Well, you've done it very cannily because you really created a multicultural international album that celebrates
it
that
is very
time
inclusive.
Of year, so yes. It is not exclusive to any faith.
Right. I mean, there's White Christmas, but there's also White Christmas in Japanese for the first time after sort of a negotiation with the Berlin Estate, because Irving Berlin had forbade White Christmas being sung in Japanese in his lifetime.
Wow,
and
I didn't know that.
And so that took a little bit of finagling, but and then there's a Chinese New Year song on this album called Gongxi, written in 1946. And then there's this, which is it's not really appropriate to, it's not specific to the holidays, but it's a Jewish prayer.
I'm already feeling guilty, so it must be something that's going to be very good.
So it's great to welcome, in addition to Ari Shapiro, Storm Large, who's been singing with us this year so wonderfully, and Ida Ray Kahana, who is the cantor at Temple Beth Congregation in Portland, Oregon, but was the senior cantor at Central Synagogue here in New York City between 2001 and 2007. This is a song called Elohai by Danny Masang.
Elohai nitzol shoni merach shvatai midaber mirma ulim kalalai nafshi tidom Inafshi kefal lakol tihi Elohai, Elohai, Elohai nitzol shoni merach shvatai midaber mirma ulim kalalai nafshi tidom Inafshi kefal lakol tihi Elohai, Elohai. Elohai nitzol shoni merach shvatai midaber mirma v'lim kalalai nafshi tidom nafshi kefal lakol tihi Elohai, Elohai.
Sor leshoni mera usvatai midaber mirma v'lim kalalai nafshi tidom v'nafshi kefar lakol tihi Elohai, Elohai.
Elohai nitzor leshoni mera usvatai midaber mirma v'lim kalalai nafshi tidom v'nafshi kefar lakol tihi Elohai, Elohai.
Adonai Tsuri.
That was absolutely lovely to hear those beautiful voices with your accompaniment is wonderful. Tell me about the singers with whom you're touring.
We've got Ari Shapiro and cantor Ida Ray Kahana and Storm Large. She came to our rescue when China Forbes, our regular singer, underwent vocal surgery, and Storm learned 10 songs in 5 languages in 4 days before our 4 concerts at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony.
Lord.
And she's blown away audiences ever since, you know, from the Olympia in Paris at the height of Fashion Week to the Royal Albert Hall with the BBC Concert Orchestra. We're just so lucky to have her.
Well, I'm so glad you brought all of them with you. We're here with pianist Thomas Lauderdale and company. Our program is made possible in part by NPR and the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is Song Travels from NPR Music.
Let's go back to Gershwin.
I always go back to Gershwin. That's certainly one of my beloved comfort zones. So maybe I can do someone to watch over me.
Perfect.
That love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain girl I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found her yet. She's the big affair I cannot forget. Only girl I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add my initial to her monogram. Tell me, shepherd for this lost lamb. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb that's lost in the wool. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Someone to watch over me.
may be far, she may be nearby. I'm promising hereby to my heart she'll carry the key. Won't you tell her all my love I will save? I'll be her slave. Oh, how I crave someone to watch over me. Someone to watch over me.
Wow, I love how you play the piano. And you can sing at the same time. I don't understand how you do that.
Well, it's something I've done for so long that it is automatic. And as long as I don't think about either one and focus on the music, I'm okay. In other words, if I start looking at my hands when I'm singing, it really is a detriment most of the time. And so it's just, it's to quote Irving Berlin, doing what comes naturally.
You're such a great pianist. I never thought that I would ever, you know, do anything like this or even be in a band. I really thought... I mean, I've always just sort of been kind of a classical person. I guess life and living is about sort of all the streets that you suddenly find yourself going down that you never expected to. And being open to that, it's great.
Well, certainly one of the things that you've brought to all of us is the incredible variety of music of the world in a way that far transcends anything else that I've heard anyone do as far as embracing so much. That's quite a
legacy. Connie Francis kind of did that early on.
Recording in many different languages.
Yeah,
and
you know, she did all those, you know, did all those albums like in German and Hebrew. And,
yeah, I've always, I always think of Connie Francis when I think of Pink Martini. Yeah,
she's been, you know,
she's great.
Have you played with her ever?
I haven't. No, I've met her and she's a darling lady.
I'm kind of dying to do something with her. You've really sort of championed this much more than we've done it really on a sort of smaller scale. But this idea of being able to collaborate with people who have come before us. I think the most sort of happiest I've been with the band is when Carol Channing performed with us, or Jane Powell, or Henri Salvador, the French Nat King Cole, or Hiroshi Wada from Japan.
You have recently taken some very famous English language songs and translated them, and I see that we have another guest whom I'm very excited about.
Saori Yuki,
who we
just released an album with called 1969. Saori Yuki is the sort of the Barbara Streisand of Japan, and she's here, and we're going to do Puff the Magic Dragon. Here it is in Japanese.
魔法の竜が暮らしてた海に秋の霧たなびく帆なりLittle Jackie Paper友達でいつでも仲良くふざけてた パフ魔法の竜が暮らしてた海に秋の霧たなびく帆なりパフ魔法の竜が暮らしてた海に秋の霧たなびく帆なり ボートを漕いで旅を続けた大きな尻尾にジャッキを乗せて王様たちは挨拶をした海賊たちは旗を下げた魔法の竜が暮らしてた びく方なりパフ魔法の竜が暮らしてた海に秋の霧たなびく方なり年を取らない竜とは違い邪気はいつしか大人になりとうとうある日遊びに来ない寂しいパフは涙を流す緑の鱗鳴らして泣いた桜の道を散歩もせずに友達はなく一人ぽっち頭を垂れて祠へ帰る The magic dragon lived by the sea, a frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Honali. Puff, 魔法の竜が暮らしてた海に秋の霧たなびく Honali.
It was so much fun to chime in on the second piano while you were doing that. I love two piano sound, and I love doing it with you. It's wonderful.
I love doing it with you, too.
Well, thank you. If I may, I'd like to get in a solo thing that you may enjoy hearing. It's a song that was written by David Ross and Marshall Bearer, and the reason I want to do it is because it's an unusual creature in an odd time signature, and... Because of that, it made me think of you.
Oh.
It's called Beyond Compare.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million. This could take me days and days and days. Shall I, my love, come?Baba or rum or summer's day, Handel, Corral or Malibu, Rubens, Ravel or Mel Torme. Is there a better metaphor for how I melt beholding you, or shall the glow I so adore only be felt?Folding you, racking my brain for fitting praise, seeking in vain the perfect phrase, pouring through piles of poems and plays, haunting the aisles at double days. I might convey the state I'm in if I could play the mandolin. Since I cannot, I'll just declare you are beyond compare and leave it right there. Only a heart like Larry might tell you what burns in mine tonight. That witch of which there's only one simply defies comparison. So I repeat in sweet despair, you are beyond compare. And leave it right there. And leave it right there. And leave it right there. And leave it right there.
Amazing. That was lovely. What an odd time signature.
It's in 6/4, which I don't know any other songs in 6/4 off the top of my head anyway. So
I don't either.
Well, this has been certainly the most eclectic program that I've ever done. And it's absolutely wonderful to get into your musical brain and to share this time with you. It's really very important what you're doing. The way you are bringing people closer together with your music, the way you are introducing all of us to new sounds and new styles and bringing back the old, the classic, in a way that is, for want of a better term, palatable for today's audiences, which is not an easy thing to do. And you have something planned as our final number, and I believe it's actually an arrangement that was originally created by Mel Torme.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. This is for Judy Garland television special.
Well, it was her series. It was her series when Ms. Streisand was a guest. Garland actually came up with the idea.
Oh, wow.
But Mel Torme actually created the iconic arrangement.
Wow.
And your Pink Martini stable is going to give us the finale.
Ari Shapiro and Storm Large as Judy Garland and Barbra Streisand in 1963.
Forget your trouble.
Happy day.
Come on, get happy.
I hear again.
You gotta chase.
Above a clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's all sing
a
song.
Get happy.
Cheer again.
Get ready for the judgment day.
Again.
The sun is shining.
All together.
Come on, get happy.
Sing it loud.
The Lord is waiting. Take your hand.
Can't doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's all
and
sing
just
a song
get happy
about it now. Happy
we're
days
going to the promised land.
Again.
We're heading across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now.
Get happy,
cheer again.
Happy times, happy nights, happy days are here
Thomas, that was thrilling, and it is so life-affirming to be able to do something like this with you. It really is. That's the word, life-affirming. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Song Travels with Michael Feinstein and his guest, Thomas Lauderdale. Song Travels is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos. The series is post-produced by David Mitchell in the Elaine T. Freeman Suite at ETV Radio in Columbia, South Carolina. The production manager is Grant Jackson. The executive producer is Kobe Hennessy. The executive in charge is Linda O'Brien. You can find out more about the artists and music on this series by visiting our website, scetv.org/songtravels. Support for Song Travels comes from NPR and the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children, both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.